And K107.1 is your home for Packers football. We have the Packers taking on the Browns tomorrow night. Kickoff at 6:30. Coverage starts right here at 4 o'clock again tomorrow. Packers-Browns, the first game in the 2011 preseason, a game I for sure thought would get canceled because of the lockout. But back to football we are. The season, the preseason now in full swing. And joining me from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Fantastic. Great to be talking some Packers football.
Yeah, we got a big game this weekend taking on the Browns. I know you've been covering training camp pretty extensively. A couple of injuries last night, though.
Yeah, the Packers suffered three injuries of note. Cornerback Sam Shields, nose tackle B.J. Raji, and then rookie running back Alex Green all suffered injuries during last night's practice. You know, it's still pretty early, and we don't know the extent yet, so, you know, I don't want to scare anybody too much, something that, you know, they could be back by tomorrow's game for all we know, but I suppose one thing that's a little bit concerning is that the Packers are really thin at cornerback all of a sudden. The starters, the usual starters, Tremont Williams and Charles Woodson, they didn't practice with the starters last night just because, you know, the Packers don't want to expose their best players during, you know, rather meaningless preseason games when they don't mean anything. And then all of a sudden Sam Shields goes down, and then there's a couple rookies who are injured. And normally during training camp, when you've got, you know, a 90-man roster and more players than you know what to do with, they're down to three cornerbacks for tomorrow's game.
That's the thing, too, with the lockout that did occur, and they haven't really had a lot of time. So it's not surprising to me that you'd see these injuries, but all those injuries at one position, it is kind of concerning a little bit as far as the cornerback situation goes. But hopefully that'll be rectified. They got a couple of weeks to heal. They're taking on the Browns tomorrow night. Again, coverage right here on K107.1. The kickoff at 6:30. Coverage starts at 4. Brian, what should we expect out of the first preseason game, especially in a season where the time that they've had together to practice has been so short?
Yeah, you can expect the unexpected, I suppose. There's no rhyme or reason to wins and losses. A team that goes 0-4 in the preseason could win the Super Bowl, and a team that goes 4-0 could finish last in their division. So don't put too much into what happens on the scoreboard. But, you know, it's just a chance to, start learning again, get things learning the offense and defensive systems, and a chance for the young guys to make an impression and win a roster spot. So, you know, those are the more important aspects to look for in a game.
Should we expect to see a lot of playing time from some of the, you know, the marquee players on this team, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, the Donald Drivers? Should we expect to see them, or maybe not tomorrow night?
It depends on who. Definitely Aaron Rodgers will be playing. They're going to want to get him some playing time just to get back in the groove of things and, you know, kind of develop a rapport with his receivers and get a timing down, things like that. How long he plays, it's hard to say. Coach McCarthy was kind of vague last night at practice when asked how much his starters would play, and he kind of hinted that you can't really look at when they're playing. There's going to be some starters playing with the backups and some backups playing with the starters, so not to put too much stock into that. And then, once in a while they just hold out the some starters. You know, like I said before, Charles Woodson and Tremont Williams didn't practice with the starters last night at practice, which makes you think that they're not going to play in the game. But that didn't hold true for all the players, though. Like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to play, and Donald Driver and Greg Jennings will probably play. But it seems like on the defensive side, some of the starters may sit out.
Yeah, the preseason, definitely a whole different world compared to the regular season. Not going to see too much trash talk or anything. You may see some trash talk today from the Packers, though, at the White House. They finally are going to schedule this appearance with Barack Obama. That's taking place this afternoon, finally. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe at 1:30 p.m. they'll be at the White House, and it's a chance for Charles Woodson, whether he plays on Saturday or not. He'll be at the White House today. And, he's been meaning to meet the president. It was his inspirational speech that kind of led the team last year to the Super Bowl, breaking their locker room meetings with White House on three. So it'll be very meaningful to him and the Packers to finally see him today.
Yeah, White House on three was definitely something that me and my friends, and I think everybody would chant maybe together before they settled down to watch a Packer game during their playoff run last year. Brian, you're very busy this season, especially with the Packers. You got the Maple Street Press, Packers Annual that just came out, which is in bookstores now. You got a great article here on Ted Thompson and his winning formula. You're also a writer for CheeseheadTV.com, a blog that's really taken off the last couple of years. Talk about what you do there.
Yeah, at Cheesehead TV, we have a website that's devoted 100% to the Packers, and we dabble a little bit in video and audio, which hence the TV name. So we have live broadcasts by several of our people who work for the website at various times. We have a regularly weekly talk show with Packer players and guests throughout the season, and a morning talk show called Railbird Central. But other than our video, just Packers news all the time. Go to CheeseheadTV.com and find out the latest, and you can learn the latest on the injuries that they suffered last night.
It really is a great site, comprehensive too. You guys manage to have the writing, the video, the audio, really anything you need as a Packers fan. Even if you're a diehard or just somebody that watches it casual, you're going to want to check out CheeseheadTV.com. And as mentioned, the Maple Street Press Packers Annual, where can people pick that up, Brian?
Right now, you can order it at MapleStreetPress.com, and it'll be shipped directly to your house. And in no time, it will be on magazines racks throughout the state, Piggly Wiggly's, Pick and Saves, and most newsstands everywhere.
All right. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, also the editor and writer of the Maple Street Press Packers Annual for the 2011 season. Brian, we're going to talk with you all season long, get your take, your predictions, your analysis. We'll talk to you again on Monday to kind of recap this game.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thank you very much for joining us on the K-Lines again. Packers football this Saturday. Coverage starts at 4, kickoff 6:30. More of your music next, K107.1.